Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Paul, we were fortunate yesterday to have Mike Love, founding member and lead singer for the Beach Boys, who are in town tonight at the Benedum. And then next weekend, Jackie Evancho. And I'm looking forward to catching up with her here in just a minute. Talk to her. It's been several years, but remember her being discovered at age 10 from Pine Ridgeland?
Mind-boggling, mind-bending how talented she was at such an early age.
Yeah. I wish I had that kind of singing talent. But I don't.
Your talent is in evidence right now, sir.
Yes, my talent. When Marty gets back, it's the anti-verbal tasing.
Oh, that's right. Yes, the guy who brings a little sandpaper to the conversation, I said yesterday.
Yeah, somebody sent that to me as the quote of the day. Jackie Evancho next on the Big K Morning Show. Jackie, good morning.
Good morning.
Now you're all of 22.
I know.
And you probably feel like you've been doing this a long time, right?
Oh, yeah. 12 years.
And for those that don't remember, take us through the story of how you were discovered first.
Well, I watched the movie The Phantom of the Opera, and that had inspired me to start singing. And my mom overheard me. She asked me if I wanted to do a talent competition, and I was all for it. And then from there, I was traveling all across the East Coast in a van with her, sleeping in the van, until America's Got Talent in 2010, where I was discovered through their YouTube special. And I came in second place there, and from there I've been making albums, touring, was in a movie. I've been doing all sorts of stuff and still doing it.
I would imagine from the outside looking in, everybody says, your voice is so incredible. And that, and people around the world have enjoyed this journey with you. But I think early on, as I recall, being from Pine Ridgeland, you guys tried to be as normal as you could be while you were being internationally recognized, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my parents, they did a great job at really trying to make sure that I still had a childhood and, was able to play. So
what do you like to do when you're not singing? Or how much time do you have to put in to be an opera singer?
A lot, I would say. And even in my downtime, this is how I know that music is my passion, because even in my downtime, the things that I do to just relax or, for fun are songwriting and, playing with my garage band and writing tracks and all sorts of stuff. So it's just a part of who I am.
Well, what's cool about Pittsburgh, Jackie, is the last time the Steelers were at home, as the public address announcer, when I found out you were going to be singing the national anthem, I thought, wow, this is such a Pittsburgh thing. You're only a half person from everybody. And I got to announce you doing it. By the way, the crowd loved it. And we had a big crowd, right?
Oh, yeah, we did. I know they loved it because I was in the crowd after watching the game, and people were coming up to me telling me and hugging me, and it was so funny.
Yeah, they had almost 67,000 people there. What's it like? Because there's an echo, right, when you're singing live in a stadium like that.
Yeah, there is. For me personally, it's actually not too challenging because once you realize that there's pretty much like a full second delay, you can kind of time it in your head. So I kind of got used to it, but I love singing for larger crowds. It's like I have all of this space to kind of let my voice be free. So I always have fun with it.
So who are some of the artists that you enjoy?
I have a wide range of people that I like to listen to. Because I was raised on The Killers and Marilyn Manson, but I was also raised on Jersey. I know.
Marilyn Manson?
Yeah. Yeah, my mom's a big fan.
Is she really? That's incredible.
Oh, yeah. But we were also listening to, you know, classical music, orchestral pieces, Jersey Boys. I was listening to Jim Croce, everything.
Wow, that's impressive. So a wide range of musical enjoyment for you. What about Taylor Swift? Do you ever meet her?
I met her once. I got to see her tour bus when she was in town and see her concert, and it was so cool. And she's really sweet.
And she's doing two shows, I guess, at Acrisure Stadium next summer. And
oh, really?
Yeah, she's coming back here, and she sang the national anthem for the Steelers before anybody knew who she was years ago.
Oh, my gosh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, a little trivia for you. So tell us about the show. You're going to be at the Carnegie Library Music Hall of Homestead next Saturday night at 8, and I assume it's going to include some holiday music.
Yeah, of course. You know, I love Christmas, and so holiday shows are my absolute favorite. I feel like everybody gets this sense of being a family, and I really wanted to kind of play on that. So for this show, I'm going to have, you know, a few surprises here and there related to family, but I'll also be singing, you know, the classic Jackie songs that everyone kind of knows me for, like O Mio Bambino Caro, The Prayer, but also tons of our favorite holiday songs and songs I've never recorded, and then the new Joni Mitchell stuff that just came out. It's going to be a really fun, easygoing night, I think.
Look at you, 22, and enjoying what you do. Next half hour, we're going to talk to Dan Zangrilli, who leads our high school football coverage. He does tremendous work as a play-by-play artist, along with Coach Johnny Lee, Robert Mangino on the field. We've got John Fedko with a pregame at 6, and Kale Berger, Ben Tenuta do a great job with our combination of social media, and it has reached out into the community. And there's a real tie-in because Westinghouse in Steel Valley, Shelby Cassessi's here from our newsroom. She's also a sports fan, so it's a nice combination for you too, Shelby.
Yeah, love it.
And Dante Green, the coach at Westinghouse, you had a chance to talk to him. He is one of our 5 hometown heroes this year, by the way.
Rightfully so. He truly is a hometown hero. Just the sports storyline alone, he was a Westinghouse grad. He is a Westinghouse grad himself, played on the football team there, won a state title as a freshman. But then he said as the years went on during his high school years, the program kind of fell on hard times. And he said he always kind of felt guilty leaving the program as a senior and not in such a good position. And so now he's back as a coach and has led them to the first state semifinal game for a City League team in about 20 years.
That in and of itself is amazing, but that's only
part of it.
The story.
Yeah, the way he has impacted this team is, I mean, it's definitely unconventional. It's not a traditional way to be a football coach. But it has just impacted these kids so much. It is a situation where he doesn't allow swearing on the team, which football and swearing is just about synonymous now.
Especially, well, with high school kids.
Yeah,
anyone.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. But he doesn't allow swearing on the field. They have really honed in on academics, and their GPA, their team GPA, is really good. They have a game day dress code where it's blazers and they're a little bit more dressed up. And he told me it's all about preparing for life after high school football, because he said, you know, we spend so much time with them a week. We spend almost every single day with these kids each week during the season, and a couple days a week out of the season. We'd be doing them a disservice if we didn't prepare them for life after football. And there's so much more to it than just what happens on the field for four quarters.
And let's be honest, our youth today looking for leadership, and him stepping up to do that with his coaching staff. It's a feels good story, and it should be. And I'm excited. I'm almost sad that there'll be a winner and a loser tonight
in the game
itself, because both teams, Steel Valley too, they have a great history and heritage. But it's an opportunity. This is semifinals, right?
Yes. Yep.
So if they get through this, it could be state champs again. Wouldn't that be for Coach Dante Green?
That'd be an amazing story.
You talk about a rewind.
Yeah, another shot. And, I looked at the brackets, the playoff brackets. Both these teams have just dominated their opponents through the playoffs so far. I think I said in my story, Westinghouse has outscored their opponents like 185-36 or something like that in the playoffs. Steel Valley's not much different, so it's going to be two good teams going at it tonight.
The House against Steel Valley tonight on KDK, our coverage of high school football. Excuse me. Thanks, Shelby. We're going to talk to Dan Zangrilli about the other matchups, too, coming up right after the news. Thank you.
Thank you.
As the Quips are inside the red ribbon red zone, up to the ball with a power eye formation, good under center on first and goal from the four, gives a quick hitter and over the right guard into the end zone for a touchdown, Ala Quippa. Tyke Hayes, his third of the game, and with 5:04 in the third quarter of the 4A championship game, the Quips are up on top 20-0. Oh wow, what another powerful drive by the Ala Quippa Quips.
That's the voice of our high school football coverage, Dan Zangrilli. This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with Marty Griffin. Marty back with me on Monday. Meanwhile, Dan Zangrilli is in the house getting ready for a big night once again. This is another great matchup, Dano.
So coming up, we've got, I think for the first time ever, we've got a City League team on KDKA Radio. And it's the Westinghouse Bulldogs. So how apropos is that, Larry, for all the history buffs? Westinghouse, Steel Valley, Homewood versus Homestead coming up tonight at 7.
That's kind of cool. And 6 o'clock, we got John Fedko, the Fedko Zone. He'll be getting you prepared and doing his magic. I've seen some videos of him doing what he's doing while I'm watching you and Johnny Lee watch him, which is just as entertaining.
He's unbelievable. I mean, brings a ton of juice, a ton of energy, and a ton of great content. He's going to talk to John Ledon, the Pine Richland head coach, but a recent development here over the last 24 hours is the retirement of Central Catholic coach Terry Totten, and Terry will be on the airwaves live tonight to talk about stepping aside after, better part of 20 years at Central.
Yeah, congrats and kudos to Terry Totten. And by the way, Terry's very quiet, doesn't say a whole lot off the field. Although now he has a new best friend, I hear, Robert Mangino.
That's good, yes.
I heard you say that last
week. He's unbelievable. Totten. He's like one of those guys, unless you put a question mark at the end of it, he'll basically just nod his head. Mangino said, boy, your defense played well in the third quarter. I would agree.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, he's low-key, but he's been successful. And speculating, because Central Catholic has such a reputation, I'm going to call this. Ready?
Okay, go.
Eric Kasparovich.
No.
No?
Nope.
No?
Nope.
No?
Nope. It'll be an internal candidate or maybe somebody from Kasparovich's staff. I've heard that name dropped. And there's an out-of-market guy as well. That's a name that I've heard as the new coach at Central Catholic.
Because they kind of take their football serious there.
They
do. I don't know if you noticed.
They do, but we all do, don't we?
Yeah.
We all do.
We do. So let's talk about some of the other matchups, because Western Pennsylvania is well represented again in the state playoffs.
Yeah, basically five of the six teams in the western part of the state are still alive. And if you want to go ahead and factor it, actually six, North Allegheny, unfortunately, sorry, Lair, eliminated last week. But what makes this matchup so intriguing here tonight, Larry, it's the first time in 20 years that a City League team has met a WPIL team in the state playoffs with a chance to go to the state championship game. And that's what we're doing tonight, Westinghouse and Steel Valley. The last time it occurred, there was a kid by the name of Paul Puzlesny.
May have heard
of him.
Oh, man.
He was with the Hopewell Vikings, and then Vaughn Rivers, who went on to star at West Virginia, he was playing for the Perry Commodores. Perry and Hopewell met in 2002, the last time a WPIL and Pittsburgh City League team met with so much on the line. Until tonight, Westinghouse, Steel Valley.
I was at that Perry game.
You were.
I remember that team was just...
Loaded.
Killer. They were great. All right. So here's the other factor. Everyone that's not paying close attention says, so they get to go to Hershey. No.
They don't. Unfortunately, Yes. And even going to Hershey was kind of a buzzkill after you play at Heinz Field or Acrisure Stadium. I guess whatever the math was, that they couldn't hold the games and Hershey wanted to pay charge too much. So they're playing these games at Cumberland Valley High School, which by all accounts is a wonderful facility, but that certainly doesn't carry the cachet that Chocolate Town USA
no,
does.
No, you can't. I've gone there for games and
it's fun. Old facility. Cool.
You go into the chocolate factory, you know, you overindulge in chocolate. At least there's stuff for the kids to do. Yep. And let's face it, if you got a high school kid, there's a chance they have a sibling, a little older, a little younger. Right. It's a family event.
And you've got the amusement park next door, and then all the Christmas lights this time of year. It's great.
Not in the Cumberland. What's the name of that place?
Yeah, it's Cumberland Valley. We'll put it in the GPS and show up. That's the game plan.
Okay, by the way, kudos to you and the team. You guys did a great job, especially Friday after Thanksgiving, covering all four championship games. Again,
it was fun.
Coverage starts tonight at 6. John Fedko and then Dan Zangrilli. Johnny Lee.
Oh, the best.
I saw Cale Berger. We got to get him to do
Yeah, I know. Johnny I mean, all of his, he's rising through the ranks quickly, and it's hard to get on Cale's schedule these days.
Look at him walking around in there like he
aimlessly,
owns the place.
Well, aimlessly wandering.
Act like you're doing something, Cale.
Well, that's so he fits in well in the management side of things, doesn't he?
He could do his, you've heard his Johnny Lee and impersonation.
Wow, it's pretty good.
All right, Dan Zangrilli. Thanks, Dan.
All right, see you.
And if you want to listen back, we have a 24-hour rewind capability. If you didn't know that, on our free app, you go to Audacy, that's AUDACY, download that on your phone, and your phone becomes this tremendous audio resource so you can listen to the radio station live. Or if you wanted to go back and hear Mike Love, he talks about the band and the group and his cousins, and also talked about Christine McVie, who passed from Fleetwood Mac. Pretty compelling, right after the news at 9 a.m. yesterday. So if you get the app, you can do that. Go back and check it out. And speaking of holiday music, our programming geniuses here at the Big K are looking for high schools. This ties in with all the great work, our high school sports program. We just talked to Dan Zangrilli about that. And if you have a musical program, a big part of the show for high school football, let's be honest, is the band and all that goes into a great band at a high school. We are going to highlight Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, some of your music. And if you are creating some music in high school, your music programs, you want it to be featured here on KDK, just go to kdkradio.com. We have all the details right there for you. Actually, it's a great resource. And earlier today, I talked to Dora Dickerson from 93.7 The Fan, Pitt All-American NFL alum, who loves, like all of us, the Pittsburgh Steelers, right? So I will admit, I'm more of an optimist than a pessimist, especially when it comes to sports. Now, we have plenty of people that throw shade when things don't go our way. But I'm telling you, if the Steelers win, and it's certainly a winnable game on the road in Atlanta Sunday, and find a way to beat the Baltimore Ravens at home next week, suddenly we're in a playoff conversation. And I went back to the movie Dumb and Dumber for this. We're going. We're going to the playoffs.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.